The reason why a lot of people burn out in service or get exploited is because there is a lack of willingness from the entire congregation to contribute. So when I go and serve in the worship team or, you know, putting programs together for leadership, it's not benefiting me. It's benefiting those who are receiving. God actually asks us to serve. He asks us to serve because he's placed a gift in every single one of us. I think we really underestimate the power of service. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of The Huddle. For those of you who don't recognize me, my name is Kalita. And for the first time in, actually in this entire history of the podcast, I am actually here alone. Given's not with me, and we didn't manage to get a guest, but we are still trusting for a very fruitful conversation, even though it's literally me here alone in the studio. But it feels like I'm not alone because like there's cameras, but like, yeah, you're here with me. God's here with me. I'm not alone. But I don't want to waffle on for too long. I think let's get straight into the crux of this conversation. What we're going to be talking about is leeches, leeching tendencies. Okay. You know, I think as a generation, I am starting to see some sort of a pattern. Now, I do want to start with the caveat that I could be just seeing what's in my environment and not necessarily speaking of what's happening as a generation in general. But I think it's something that we should talk about anyway. We're going to speak about leeches in the church and as the body of Christ. And the reason why this kind of came up, funny enough, it actually kind of came up yesterday. So yesterday I was doing my thing. So I went to Cash Crusaders because I had to sell my old phone because I got a new phone. I was like, you know what, let me just let go of this other one. And, you know, some of us don't want to do a lot of admin work, you know, we just want to get there. I don't want to look for buyers. I don't want to do, sold. I want the money. I want to go. So ended up speaking to the person who was helping me out and, you know, we started bantering and just having a conversation because surprisingly it takes a lot longer to sell a phone for the first time at Cash Crusaders than I thought it would, but that is what it is. So anyway, we ended up just having a conversation and like spoke about, you know, religion. I was like, oh, are you Christian? He's like, yeah, I'm Christian. I was like, oh, when's the last time you went to church? And he was like, oh no, I just, you know, stay by myself, really. I like to do like my own thing, you know, not really have to get involved in like the church community. Later on, he like kind of expanded on that thought and spoke about how, you know, he doesn't really like to be involved in church in the sense that he doesn't like to serve, because that did come up in conversation. And the reason why he said he doesn't like to serve is he feels like, you know, the church community is not exactly the most warm and inviting. Now, I'm not trying to, you know, dim the light on his experience. That could be absolutely true. I do think we have a tendency as church communities to just like be terrible people, but that's the nature of working with people. And I just thought that was a very interesting thought because I've kind of grown up in a culture where it is normal to serve. It is expected for us to serve, not in like a manipulative way, but like in a way that just encourage us to give back to the community. And I think that this culture of kind of being a leech, it goes beyond just church. It goes beyond church. It definitely speaks to how we may be acting in our families, how we act in our communities, how we kind of expect other people to pour their lives into us and build us up and, you know, encourage us, but at the same time, not being willing to give that same effort back to pay it forward. So there's a couple of things that I want to speak about. One of them being, I think we really underestimate the power of service. And I think I'll speak from an experience of mine. Serving has really taught me a lot of things. There's one thing that serving does is it teaches you about yourself. It teaches you about others. It's a great mentorship opportunity as well, if you're serving under someone who's in leadership. And I think for me, serving has just been a massive part of how I've grown. And not just serving in my church, but, you know, serving our generation in general, right? So I guess from a personal perspective, I serve in our church. I'm in the worship team. And your guys, it's a lot of time. It is a lot of time. It is a lot of effort. And our worship team is quite big. So yeah, you deal with a lot of people and a lot of personalities. Yeah, some personalities gel well, some personalities don't gel well. But at the end of the day, we all have to work together to fulfill the goal, which is to provide a atmosphere of worship that the congregation can join in with and, you know, express their love to God and experience the presence of God, you know? So it's those are the things that you learn in serving. I really want to encourage you, if you haven't really thought about serving or, you know, using your gifts to serve other people, whether it's in church, whether it's in your community, whether it's in your family, I'm telling you, serving will teach you critical life lessons. It will teach you about discipline. I do not know how many times I have looked at my alarm clock ringing at me on a Sunday morning, and I'm just like, Lord, I don't want to go. I don't want to wake up. I don't want to go to church right now. I don't want to spend an hour doing sound check. I don't want to stress about the songs. I don't want to look pretty today. I don't want to put on my makeup. I don't want to drive an hour to church, but we do it anyway. And I think those are the disciplines that come with service, you know, because you have people counting on you. You've committed to something and people are literally counting on you to stand in your place and do the work that you've committed to do. So that's a very big part of the things that I've learned as someone who serves. Another thing that I've learned is working under authority, even when you don't want to, submitting to the authorities that your leadership, even when you're like, I'm not sure about this decision, but knowing that, you know, God has put this person in authority and it is our responsibility to pray for our leaders. So, you know, learning how to kind of swallow your opinions when they are not warranted for, and just, you know, take some things to prayer and ask the Lord to change things in prayer, and seeing those things being changed. Incredible things that I've been learning, you know. And I hope that was like a really nice PR about service. But I think the other thing that's important to know about serving is God actually asks us to serve. And he asks us to serve because he's placed a gift in every single one of us. We all have gifts. I don't know if you've seen this podcast, but if you haven't, you should go ahead and check out a podcast we did with Given about, you know, the supernatural gifts through the Holy Spirit. And maybe let me just take some time to give a little bit of context to that. So in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 11, it says, "Now there are distinctive varieties of spiritual gifts, special abilities given by the grace and the extraordinary power of the Holy Spirit operating in believers. But it is the same Spirit who grants them and empowers believers. And there are distinctive varieties of ministries and service, but it is the same Lord who is served. And there are distinctive ways of working to accomplish things, but it is the same God who produces all things in all believers, inspiring, energizing, and empowering them. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit, the spiritual illumination, and the enabling of the Holy Spirit for the common good. to one is given through the Holy Spirit the power to speak the message of wisdom, and to another the power to express the word of knowledge and understanding according to the same Spirit. To another, wonder-working faith is given by the same Spirit, and to another, the extraordinary gifts of healing by the one Spirit. And to another, the working of miracles, and to another, prophecy, speaking a new message from God to the people. And to another, discernment of spirits, the ability to distinguish sound godly doctrine from the deceptive doctrine of man-made religions and cults. To another, various kinds of unknown tongues, and to another, interpretation of tongues. All these gifts, the achievements, the abilities, the empowering, are brought about by one and the same Holy Spirit, distributing to each one individually, just as he chooses. And I know that was a really long scripture, but it's such a powerful one because it highlights a couple of things. Not only does everyone get a gift, there is a gift inside of you. The Holy Spirit, you know, uses you in so many ways, the ways that were mentioned in the scripture. And it is for the common good. It is for the common good. So if it is for our common good, clearly our gifts can't just remain with us. We can't be leeches. We can't be so isolated and just, you know, want to draw from everyone and not give back. The power of the Holy Spirit is inside of you for other people as well, you know. The power of the Holy Spirit is given to us for two reasons. He's given to us so that we can become more like the image of Christ as he's convicting us and directing us and teaching us and comforting us. But he's also given to us so that we can be witnesses of Jesus Christ. I think, you know, the scripture that comes to mind, I think it's in Acts somewhere. And it's Jesus commanding the disciples, like, listen, stay in Jerusalem. I'm about to leave. I'm about to go back to heaven. But I need you guys to stay in Jerusalem until you get the gift of the Holy Spirit so that he can empower you to be my witnesses to all the earth. So I think a very important concept and part of the Holy Spirit being given to us is for us to express him. It's for us to reach out. It's for us to serve not only the body of Christ, but to those who are outside the body and who really need a touch, who need to come into the kingdom of light, right? So I think that is a very key aspect of us being servants of Christ. We can't be leeches. God has given us a gift so that we can draw other people to him, that it may be for the good of everyone. So when I go and serve in the worship team or, you know, putting programs together for leadership so that young people can be raised up in leadership for the good of our society and our communities, it's not benefiting me. Well, not directly. I guess in some ways it does. But it's not exactly benefiting me. It's benefiting those who are receiving. But they are going to be empowered to do great things for the kingdom of God in their communities. And that's what makes it worth it. You know, I can't wait until the day, you know, us who have served and, you know, done something impactful and left a legacy of the kingdom of God here on earth in whatever way possible. When we get to heaven and we get to see how the sacrifices that we've made actually made an impact in the communities, in the nation, you know, because we don't often get to see that, to be like really honest. We don't get to see how what we are doing in real time is actually affecting people for the better. And so I want to encourage you to, yeah, serve. Because there are benefits, whether we are going to learn about them later or they are going to be revealed to us now. I think a lot of the things that I'm reaping now, a lot of the blessings that I'm reaping now really come from a place because I've been sowing and serving in my local church. I've been serving my generation. So God pours out. He blesses you, you know. It says in the word, Matthew 6:33, we quote it all the time, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Part of seeking the kingdom is serving the people of the kingdom. It's serving God, you know, and ultimately it is God who we are serving, you know, whether it be through people, but we are serving God first and foremost. Another scripture that just really I checked out before coming onto the podcast that really spoke to me, which is just affirming how we are supposed to serve one another. We're not supposed to be leeches as citizens of the kingdom of God. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, it says, "Be hospitable to one another without complaint. Just as each one of you has received a special gift, a spiritual talent, an ability graciously given by God, employ it in serving one another as is appropriate for good stewards of God's multifaceted grace, faithfully using the diverse varied gifts and abilities granted to Christians by God's unmerited favor. Whoever speaks to the congregation is to do so as one who speaks the oracles of God. Whoever serves the congregation is to do so as one who serves by the strength which God abundantly supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified, honored, and magnified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." So there's a couple of things that's beautiful. You know, Peter. Peter is telling us that, you know, we've received a special gift for a purpose. You know, God is not just giving you the gifts for us to sit on it and edify ourselves and, you know, help ourselves in our time of need. But God has given us the spiritual ability, and he's urging us to serve one another. And serving, he says, is how we are good stewards of the gifts. Serving is how we can multiply our gifts. And I'll speak from a personal stance. I think going back to the conversation we had about how serving actually grows us as individuals in so many ways. One of the ways that I was able to grow in the worship team and, you know, being able to lead and, yeah, just come into a place where my skill, but also my knowledge about worship has been elevated, came through serving. You know, it's very easy for us to feel like maybe in a generation where there's so much information and it's so accessible to us, sometimes I think we undermine the ability to be mentored and to be taught. And I think a lot of these opportunities come when you sow your time. You know, you really can sit under leadership sometimes it's not even leadership. Maybe sometimes you're forced to be the leader as you're serving, and you know, there is a demand on you to really dig deep and be creative in your problem solving and grow to new levels, you know, expand your abilities and the tools that you use. But essentially, when I was in the worship team and I was serving, you know, God gave us the opportunity. There was someone who came from outside of our church who was really just teaching us how to, you know, just bring the presence of God, how to be sensitive, how to, you know, flow prophetically with the Spirit of God through the songs and, you know, minister from a different place. Let me tell you, that season was hard. That season was so difficult. But like being under that leadership has completely just given me so many new abilities, so much more revelation about what I'm passionate about. So at the end of the day, I'm growing. I'm, you know, expanding my field of knowledge. I have a better understanding on how to lead worship, how to bring people into the presence of the Lord, how to be sensitive, how to know this is a good song, this is the wrong song, you know, these are songs that glorify God. This is what the Holy Spirit loves. How to worship God in spirit and truth. And those opportunities I would have never been able to grasp. I would never be able to grab a hold of had it not been for the simple reason that I took the time to come and serve. Serve the people of the church, serve the congregation, serve, you know, God in the sense that I'm ministering to him, you know, being a vessel to give him the praise and the honor that he deserves. But that directly has shown me, that sowing opportunity has given me the opportunity to grow and to be better than I was and better than I could have been without serving. So that was kind of a mouthful. But I also just kind of want to mention this. As much as I'm speaking so much about serving and the benefits and why we should and how God has called us to serve, I also don't want to be insensitive to the fact that I think a lot of people have been exploited in serving God, in serving, you know, the people of God, in serving in church and maybe serving in the community. It's very easy, especially if you have a heart to serve, you know. Yeah. When you have the heart to just be there and help in whatever way you can, give of your time, and often to your detriment, I think sometimes people can take advantage of that and they see your heart and they want to exploit that. They want to work you to the bone. And I think that in those cases, I also want to encourage us to be mindful and to also put boundaries, you know. We can't serve from an empty cup. We ourselves have to receive. And that's why I think the beautiful thing about not being a leech, you know, in our congregations, in our society, but actually pouring back is it's kind of like a symbiotic relationship because you receive from, you know, okay, in a church setting, let's say, you're receiving from the pastor. He's pouring out his time, his love, his dedication, his prayers towards you. And you are serving the congregation back by using your gifts. So it's kind of like this push-pull relationship. You're receiving and you're giving, you know. We're not becoming spiritually obese by just eating and feeding ourselves through all the servants of God who are actually, you know, pouring into you. But we're actually giving back to the people who need it as well. You know, but it's very easy to get caught away, well, to get carried away with that. It's very easy to start neglecting yourself and, you know, going too much of the extra mile when maybe you don't have to, you know. And I think that's why the analogy, and I will say this time and time again, the analogy of the body of Christ to me is just such a perfect picture, because there will be times where you will have to sit back and get restored and get replenished and rest. And there are multiple brothers and sisters who have been given a gift that can also help and put their hands to the plow. So I also kind of think that the reason why a lot of people burn out in service or get exploited is because there is a lack of willingness from the entire congregation to contribute. Do you understand? I think, yeah, a good analogy of that is just seeing the Acts church, you know, in the book of Acts, we saw that people came and they really came and poured their everything. They sold properties and brought the money to the apostles and said, okay, let's distribute things so that we are all taken care of. That is such a heart of service. But imagine only one person did that and now they're destitute, but there's not enough money to help them in their time of needs. You know, we all need to come to the party. We all need to put money in this, in the, what's that thing called again? And now there's no one here to help me. What's that thing called, man? Your father. Oh my gosh. What, guys, what is that thing called? Stockfell. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Like, we all need to be able to come to the party and put money in the Stockfell. It's all of our turn to put money in, because then there's less burden on the people who are actually in service. So yeah, I kind of hope that makes sense. I kind of hope that we all understand why we need to serve, but also make sure that you put boundaries. Don't burn yourself out. Don't do too much. You know what you can handle. And I think at the end of the day, we want people to serve with joy. And you serve with joy because you know that you're not serving men, you're serving God. So even if people are nasty to you, at the end of the day, if this is where God has placed you and God has put a desire for you to serve, do it with joy because you're serving your King. You are serving your God, the true and living God. So I kind of just want us to be encouraged by that. I am genuinely surprised that I was able to speak for this long by myself without anyone to bounce off of. We will just let the funny, weird English breaking, data depleting moments slide. But I hope that this conversation really just helped you or encouraged you to serve. Don't be a leech, man. Don't be a leech. Give and it will be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And as you're serving and sowing, know that you're also going to reap a harvest, that God sees your service. God sees what you're doing for Him. Even if no one acknowledges that you are working in the kingdom of God, you are trying to help those who need the help. You are using the gift that God has given you to bring people into the kingdom, to sharpen them, to help the body grow, help the body be more efficient in what they're doing. God sees what you're doing, and He is looking down on you with a smile on His face, knowing that you are being an ambassador for His kingdom. So I hope that this conversation was fruitful. If you did love this conversation and you've gotten this far with me rambling, first of all, congratulations. I hope everything made sense. But I think that it is only fair for you to like and to comment and to subscribe, because how you got me sitting here for 25 minutes and you didn't like or subscribe? I guys know that's not the one. That is not serving. Help me help you. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I hope this was a good conversation. Hopefully we'll have given back in the next one. But until next time, peace out.